This is Evelyn Gansglass. I was a Peace Corps volunteer in Somalia from 1966 to 1968. Today is August 25th, 2018, and I am interviewing Rebecca Madden Sturgis, who was a Peace Corps volunteer in Georgia from 2005 to 2007. And she was in a program doing nonprofit development. We'll talk about that. Rebecca, why did you join the Peace Corps?
I joined the Peace Corps because my mother is a returned Peace Corps volunteer from Peru. She went to the University of Michigan as an undergraduate and heard Kennedy speak and became involved in the formation of the Peace Corps and then ended up serving from 1964 to 65 in Peru. So I grew up aware of what the Peace Corps was. And then I also had a personal interest in learning more about international development and living. I wanted to live in another country, explore other cultures, and to be able to travel. So I applied to the Peace Corps a year after graduating from the University of Michigan. And so that's why I joined.
I don't have to ask the questions about what your parents thought about this.
No.
there was support there. What did your friends think about this?
My friends that I grew up with knew I wanted to go into the Peace Corps. I had mentioned it in high school. So,
Wasn't a big surprise.
No, it's not a big surprise in my case, yeah.
And what did you study in college?
I studied economics, so I have an interest in economic development and still want to go on and get a master's degree in economic development. So I felt the Peace Corps was a way to kind of experience that firsthand. I also had a professor that I was doing an independent study for. She's an economist, and she was in the Peace Corps as well in South America. So that was another influence, too.
When you applied, did you ask for a certain part of the world?
I felt open-ended. I don't speak Spanish, so I wasn't sure about... I wanted to go to maybe to Peru, like my mother, South America, but I felt open-ended, and maybe I was leaning towards Eastern Europe. I had taken... what they called in my high school German history, so I learned a lot about Eastern Europe through some history courses in high school, and I was interested in learning more about Eastern Europe, so that's where I ended up.
But you hadn't applied for it. They just came back with...
Yeah.
With you.
When my interview, they mentioned... she asked me, and I may have said in the end, maybe I'll choose Eastern Europe.
Okay. So you were selected, and then where was the staging, or was it staging at that point in 2005?
Yeah, it actually took me a long time to be selected. It took me 2 years, so I did volunteer work at the at a Beverly Bootstrap thrift store for the Peace Corps, and I also was a receptionist at Heifer Learning Center Overlook Farm, so it took me a long time to actually become a nominee and be selected.
Do you know why it took so long?
They were looking for more work experience to be a nonprofit developer, I think. And so I also worked at Bank of America as well. So once I was selected, the staging took place in D.C., so that's where I met my G5. We were the fifth group in Georgia. And there were probably close to 50 of us.
All in nonprofit development?
No. The majority were TEFL English teaching volunteers. And then there was about maybe, I don't really know actually, maybe 20 or so out of that were nonprofit developers.
And what happened in D.C.?
We just had the general staging that the Peace Corps must do. Nothing outstanding. You slowly meet people in your group, and then we moved on to flying out of D.C. and going
straight to
Georgia. We stopped in Amsterdam, So I got to see a little of Amsterdam with some other volunteers. We went around and then we flew into Georgia, and it was in the middle of the night. It was like 3 a.m. or something, so it was pitch dark, and it was their old airport, so it was kind of what an
Where did you fly to?
Tbilisi.
Directly to Tbilisi.
And we all got on a bus. They had handed out snacks and took us to sort of a resort area. I don't remember what it was called, but it was there was also like an old palace there and everything. And so we hung out there for a few days and we started our training. So we got like our understood more about what the language was, what our jobs were, and structure to the Peace Corps is what they really provided. So I had a roommate, Carol Kindling, and that went fine. We weren't near anything, so all we had was this like compound out in the wilderness of Georgia. It was cool for what I thought the summertime was. And then after that was a few days. Then we went to our training sites. My training site was Gori. And in Gori, there were 15 of us. And I was in a group of five. Two of the men were married, and their wives were serving in the Peace Corps, but they were in different language classes. And then there was Elise Pizzi and Chris Mandick. We had language courses in the mornings, and then
And what is the language in
the language is Kartuli,
Kart?
Georgian. So they didn't teach us Russian, but Russian's of very fluent in that part of the world and in Georgia. So we started learning Georgian. I stayed with a host family. Who I'm still friends with on Facebook for 2 months. This is during my training. Maia, and she took care of me. She was close to my age, early 20s, and I think I was 26 when I actually got into the Peace Corps. She had two brothers and then her two parents, but Maya spoke fluent English, so she really took care of me. They gave me the master bedroom to sleep in, and so they were my first experience in Georgia. I guess in my case it was kind of a culture shocks, right? So it was less food, change in food, a lot of bread, a wine, which is a
Georgian wine,
specialty,
yes.
in Georgia. So the Peace Corps gave lots of warnings about not drinking, but of course you're going to try the wine, right? And I don't know. And then we would, so I'd go to my trainings, and then I'd come back and I'd have dinner sort of on my own, aside from the family. And then they'd all watch TV, and what they loved to watch was America's Funniest Home Videos, reruns from like 20 years ago. So they thought that was a riot. So it was kind of, here I was in this
In
gory,
Georgian,
it, no,
dubbed or in
dubbed
English?
in, I don't think it was, I it could have been Georgian. I wasn't even sure. I didn't understand it. So here I was in this gory apartment, to stereotypical Russian high rise, and it was very run down, like holes in the floors and no running water really, and they were watching America's Funniest Home
So
Videos for
just
fun.
so describe the apartments a
The
little
apartment
bit.
was a two bedroom kitchen, eat-in kitchen, and a living room. I guess there was running water. I did laundry a couple times and bathed a
So
couple
there was
times.
water.
And
And
gas was
electricity.
used for heating. There was electricity.
What was the shock in, you mentioned food, less food and different food? What was the shock in food?
Maybe just different tastes, soup, you know.
But you got used to it.
I got used to it, yeah.
Okay, so you stayed with them, and what was the language training like? Did you have it every day? Or?
Yeah, we had it every day in the morning. Elsa Corelli was my language teacher, and she you know, it's just basic Georgian, like, how are you, Rogorahar, and these things. And then in the afternoon was our nonprofit development training. So we had a trainer named Tango, and he went on to work for the Peace Corps, and now he works for the World Bank. So he's fluent in English, and we go out to different nonprofits, like youth centers and stuff like that, as part of our training too, to get a sense of it. So we learned about grant writing, so structures of nonprofits, and different structures of grants and stuff like that. So it's new to me.
Yeah, what is the nonprofit development? What does that mean?
We were assigned to nonprofits, and it was to kind of find funding for different projects that the nonprofit does. So after my training in Gori, I went, we had another staging event, and then we went off to our site. So at the staging event, I met my counterpart, Sopiko Manzulashvili, and she is kind of like a like an old communist type. I don't know how to. It's very strict, very very hierarchical kind of woman. And so I met her, she was trying to work with, she was trying to start a nonprofit called Spectri in the city of Sagarejo. So that was my final site, was Sagarejo. Sagarejo is a city of 20,000 people, about half an hour outside of Tbilisi. Yeah, you get there by Marshuka.
What's Marshuka?
Marshuka's just a van that they drive. They have Marshukas all over the country. So you pay like one or two laris to take it, and they drive you around. So like taking a bus, but it's a shared van. And so when I got to site, Sopiko took me to my site from training. So we stopped at her house, and she had two children, a boy and a girl, and they're like mid-teens. And so she had a very nice house, and we had like a snack lunch at her house. And then she and her husband drove me to my host family. So my host family I lived with for 2 years. So there was Dolly, my host mother, and she was probably around 50. There was Mari, my host sister, and she was 8 years old when I first moved there. And then there was my host brother, and he was 24 when I first moved there. It's in this beautiful, large farm home, probably as big as any American home. It had three bedrooms, a living room on the second floor, no running water in this case, and then a very large dining room and a living room and a kitchen, and then a bathroom area. But there was no running water, so we get water like every week through a hose, and she put it into big barrels.
Was there no water because it was out in the country and there was no well?
There's infrastructure for water. There was just, so the house had two bathrooms and even a shower installed, but there was just no, the infrastructure had run out. So there was also no heat in the winter because of the, I guess Russia doesn't pump gas to Georgia. So there was also no heat. For the first winter, I actually slept in the living room with my host mother and host sister. I had my own bed, and they had another large bed. And so I lived like that for...
Did you have a fireplace? Is
that... They had a wood stove that they put in the living room. So it would heat the kitchen and the living room, and the rest of the house is freezing cold. Yeah. So then I met the women, Tom Rico, who runs the youth house, and she's a lovely lady. And I'm friends with her on Facebook, too. And the women of the youth house. So there were two English teachers. So I signed a both Spectre.
So you stayed with the family. You met the woman who started the nonprofit. Did you work at the nonprofit?
Yes, I did. But it wasn't like it was not like a job I went to every day. So I met with her maybe like once a week initially, and then there were some times when I never saw her. And then by the end of my service, we were doing some projects, and I saw her some more. So it was very
loose.
Yeah. Yeah. Where I spent all my time at the youth house. I went to the youth house every single day.
Or was that developed by Peace Corps, the youth house?
The youth house was I was assigned to
that. Oh, you were assigned to that. Yeah.
And so...
And what was the youth house?
Youth house, they had school-age children, probably from first grade to the end of high school, show up. And they do, they teach languages. So they would teach Russian and English. And they would also do, like, put on plays and Georgian dance. So it's a kind of like a cultural youth center.
And what was your role there?
My role was to teach English, but it was also just to experience... You know, I'd sit with the women every day. They would have snacks like Khachapuri or even animal crackers out. It's not like there's a whole lot to do. So it's a lot of sitting and talking. And I think my first year... Oh, they wanted to know about Halloween. So I showed up in the fall, at the end of August, and so they thought Halloween was great. So I carved, they call them gogras. They're green pumpkins. I don't know what they're called here, not orange pumpkins, but so I carved one for them, and they thought that was the best thing ever, because they were so curious about this Halloween holiday we have. And two of the teens dressed up in costumes, and they thought that was... That was the best thing ever.
So when you were assigned to the youth house, what purpose were you assigned there?
To write grants and to teach English or to help them out
Who would you write grants
to? So when I did write grants, I got them funding through the Peace Corps. Let me just look up which, I did two, there's two Peace Corps grants, so,
So you got funding from National Peace Corps, or was it local?
Local, I think, yeah.
And that, were there other sources?
Peace Corps Partnership Program. Oh. I got them some small computers my second year. And I also got them donations of English books from a place in Connecticut. And they would come every, like, 4 months or so, a box of English books. And so in the computer lab, I got them two computers plus bookshelves. And I thought that was great.
Was that the idea to go to Peace Corps in the United States for funding, or are there sources in Georgia?
That's a source in Georgia, Peace Corps, Georgia.
Yeah.
And then I did other fundings through for the nonprofit Spectre. I was able to renovate the regional hospital's gynecological department. I got funding. I wrote a grant for the gynecology department. So I interviewed the doctor there and the director of the hospital And SOPECO was there for that. And
What kind of funding did you get for that?
So I ended up meeting the some Peace Corps get together the I think he was assistant ambassador for the embassy, and he said they were looking to renovate hospitals. So we got $10,000 from the State Department, and Counterpart International donated medical equipment and also did the renovation of the hospital. So included a bathroom, new beds, a surgical table, paint, you know.
So very you had funding from State Department and who was the local?
Counterpart International.
Oh, Counterpart International. And you did this all in English or
in English? Yeah, it was in English. I had the English teacher from the youth house translate for me to the doctor because he didn't speak any English and my Georgian wasn't
good enough.
Yeah. So that was a great success, and that took like a year and a half in the process. And I just communicated with the doctor at the hospital, and he said they're looking at more kind of renovation projects on their own. They thought it was, what a wonderful idea. They never thought of looking for funding for their hospital before, so they thought that was the best
idea. And you just happened to find out about that at a
SOPECO. I was looking to do community development projects with SOPECO, and I thought it was like one of the hospitals, and so she thought the gynecology department there needed some assistance, because wealthy Georgians in Sagarajo would just go into Tbilisi, but the poorer population can't afford to do that, to go to the Tbilisi hospitals. So it ends up serving the poor Georgians in Sagarajo, as well as a small Azeri population that resettled near there. So it was badly needed, you know, like the windows were broken and everything. So
that's great.
Quite pleased, yeah.
So that's what you did,
and my big project. Yeah.
Yeah. So that took quite a bit of time.
Right? Yeah, yeah, and a lot of waiting too. But I also taught English at the youth house and to about first graders. And I also taught an English class to adults, to two medical doctors for the first year that I was there.
You lived with another Peace Corps volunteer, you said?
No, I lived with a host family.
Oh, with a host family.
That's so right. Like my first year, they had a vineyard. So my first year, they took me out to the vineyard to pick grapes. And they showed me the process of how they put the grapes through the machine that squishes them. And then it goes down into this huge, huge, huge barrel in there in the basement of the house. And it ferments there. And then they drink it.
Was it good wine?
Yeah, it was fine. It was fine. It's not the best wine, but it's what it was there to drink. Yeah, and they also had what they call dinner party supras. And so my house mother would have them for birthdays or for different occasions. And so that's when they bring out the national dishes like hinkali and tons of food. Mm-hmm. Hinkali is a meat dumpling. And my other favorite food was hachapuri, cheese bread. So cheese baked inside bread. But otherwise, I ate a lot of cheese and a lot of bread and a lot of soupy, which was and potato. So that was kind of my meal. It would take me, I lived on the main road, and I'd walk up this huge hill to get to the center of town of Sagarajo, and that's where the youth house was and everything. So I had my own little routine in Sagarajo in the village, so people would wave hi to me on my way to work and stuff like that.
Did you get to be friends with other folks, or mostly the family you were with?
Mostly the family, and that's probably because of a language barrier. I found Georgian hard to study. I did pay a tutor, but it was hard, and nobody expects the American to know Georgian. This
is Georgian like Russian?
It's actually, I looked this up yesterday, it's closest to Greek. But, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So,
Did you, what did you do during vacations? Did you have vacations?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I did some trips with other volunteers. My first winter, I went to Ukraine with a group, and, we did Ukraine.
By train, or how did you get
there? We did it by train. We flew, and then we went by train to different places, and I mostly followed. One of the volunteers, he was a Return Peace Corps volunteer from Russia, so he had lived and been to all these places and was fluent in Russian. So he was sort of like our tour guide, and I just kind of tagged along, right? But it was, I thought Ukraine was beautiful with the churches, and in the wintertime it was really great. And then I went out on another trip to, I went to Azerbaijan on a trip. A year through my service with a different group of volunteers, and there we stayed with expats who worked for, I think, BP, is that the oil company? Mm-hmm. And so we had a nice place to stay, and they, we saw Baku, and we went out to, we even stayed at another Peace Corps volunteer site. I don't remember where it was, but we stayed with her, and then we went off to this village that had one of those windy roads, you know, and you see the bus in the bottom of the hill. And so it was kind of scary.
So you traveled around the whole area?
I also did a trip to Armenia for a long weekend, and I went to Riga. And then at the end of my service, I went with Christina Jones through Turkey. We spent like 3 weeks in Turkey, and we did Eastern Turkey, and then went around the bottom of Turkey, and then we ended up in Istanbul, and then we went to Bulgaria, and we went to Hungary, and I think that
so
was
you
Romania.
Saw a lot of Eastern Europe.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what I did, yeah, for travel, yeah.
So that was two, and this is on the way home, you did all of that as
well.
Yeah. So as you think back, was it a good experience?
Oh, yeah, I absolutely loved it. It was probably the happiest, my first year in service was the happiest year of my life so far, I think. I loved living with that host family, and I loved Mari, the little girl. I'd be spending time with her and her host mother, and it was just a beautiful place to live, and you know, it's difficult, like there's no place to shower, there's always those kind of hardships, but it was a beautiful, you felt a real sense of community, and in the it was just, yeah, it was a great experience.
Good experience.
Yeah.
Do you think you contributed to
I wish I had been more effective in teaching English. I think that was kind of new to me, but I think I did a good job, but I think if I had more like English teaching experience, I would have been more effective. But I was very proud of myself for renovating the regional hospital's gynecology department. I thought that's my biggest achievement. Yeah, and then I enjoyed living with my host family, and I hope to go see them maybe in a couple years. Oh. I will. It's been 10 years since I've been there.
So you're still in touch with them?
Oh, yeah, through Facebook and Skype. I even started calling them. And my host sister now, she's like 19 and fluent in English. So she can, they said,
did you teach her the English?
No, and so that was kind of my regret. Now that I see how fluent she is, I wish I had been able to teach her more. But she's kind of young, and when my parents came to visit near the end of my service, they gave Mari English children's videos, VHSs of cartoons and stuff like that. So I don't know if she ever used them, but, you know, that may have helped her learn. She loved them at the time anyway.
And have you kept up with Peace Corps since you've come back?
Yeah. I've been a member of Boston Area Return Peace Corps Volunteers since about 2011. And Right now I'm the secretary for the club this year. So I go to their different events, and this is my third Peace Corps Connect MPCA event. I come with my mother because she's also a returned Peace Corps volunteer.
And what have you done since Peace Corps?
Oh, I did AmeriCorps in Syracuse, New York. Right now I work in medical imaging the last 2 years. I've done a lot of different temp jobs. I was a proctor for a few years, testing students for education research, testing new types of curriculum. So I worked for two different nonprofits doing that. And I've done different data entry work for Mathematica Policy Research in their nutrition department. But I ended up in medical imaging, and I hope to go on in maybe get a graduate degree in economic development. So I plan to take some online courses and that, and prepare for that to keep up my
economic development. Yeah. And go back overseas.
Yeah. I might. Yeah. Yeah.
So it was a good experience for you.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's very positive. It was a wonderful experience. Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. I'm just trying to think. You were in your 20s.
Late
20s. You were five, Georgia 5.
Yeah.
So is Peace Corps still in Georgia?
Yeah, there was the conflict between Georgia and Russia in 2008. So they did pull out Peace Corps then, but they returned, and I don't actually know what G they're at now, but they have a new group every year. Yeah.
Good. Are there other things you want to talk about your Peace Corps experience?
No, just that I really loved that Peace Corps connected me with this host family, because I plan to go back and visit them, and they took care of me in the winter time in Georgia, and I really wouldn't have survived on my own, and I truly love them, and I'm so glad for that friendship.
So it was a good experience for you.
Oh yeah, yeah, they're my second family.
Was it a good experience for them?
I hope so.
Well, no, not just you, but I mean the whole exposure to Americans.
I think so. Yeah, I think it opened their world up. Yeah.
Had many Americans been around?
So there was only, I think I was the fourth volunteer at my site. So my host mother didn't speak a word of English. They knew, all volunteers end up working at the youth center. So Tom Rico was more familiar maybe with Americans and having them over. But for my host mother, I think it was a great experience too. And for my host sister and host brother, yeah.
And you got the kind of support you needed from Peace Corps.
Yeah, I didn't reach out to them. Maybe I should have more. I did get funding through two projects. I also did a women's information center through Spectre. And so I got her a computer, and we published some material that we tried to distribute, and we went to the Azeri village, and so it was on about women's health. I got some information in Georgian on women's health and stuff like that from John Snow. So that was another project I did, and I got funding through the Peace Corps. So I'd say the Peace Corps is very supportive of work when I did reach out.
Didn't need them that much.
No, maybe I didn't, yeah. I would go to the Peace Corps office just for comfort, maybe like every other week or so. Into Tbilisi, because I was so close. But there I just check my email and maybe see some other volunteers, and then go on my way through Tbilisi and go home. So, yeah, I'd say I had a very nice room, a very nice view out onto... So it was a very nice place. Like some volunteers, they change sites and stuff like that. But I actually stayed at site most nights because I was so close to Tbilisi, and I had this beautiful bedroom and very nice, hospitable host family. So it was a great experience, yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
So I don't have any more questions.
Okay.
So thank you for the interview.
Great, thank you.